boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. We have a full house today, and we are all amped up, and I have no reason. There's no reason why we should be, except that we're broadcasting.
Woo! No reason whatsoever.
We just used up all the amp. Just with that. So we're done.
It's done.
I'm Vicky B. We got Sage over there.
Woo!
Melissa.
Hey.
Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And joining us for the very first time, we have Zyra.
What's good?
She's the front desk gal here at KISW, and she is freaking awesome.
And has the best name out of all of us.
Yeah.
Which, that's a bold, bold statement.
I don't know. She's
thanks,
got
Sarah.
Pinkish hair.
Yeah, Sage, you're second. But...
Damn, thanks.
Straight. I am no herb, Sage. I can't compete.
Oh, no.
I'm multifunctional.
No. Sarah?
Oh, yes.
Numbus.
You should give us a call and leave a message at 253-271-9343. That's 253-271-9343. Or send us a nice little email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We also have the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebook, thebroadcast999 for Twitter and Instagram, and then just the broadcast on the Facebooks.
Friend us and follow us.
Yes.
We're so fun.
And you're going to see really cool pictures, like a picture of us. For some reason, we're all wearing sunglasses, which is great for freaking radio, by the way. But you could see the picture. It's kind of hard to see running the board right now.
I know, it's kind of probably going to give me a headache, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll take him off.
I think you look better, Sarah.
I do.
Dogging on her.
What? Okay, yeah. So Melissa, why are you so sassy today?
Sassy towards Sarah. It's not just sassy in general. I think
I think she has a crush on you.
No, it's just because I saw her earlier and she just looked puffy and I had to tell her.
Why did you have to tell her? By the way, Melissa's the same person that I brought her as my date to the holiday party this last year. And she knows Ian from Metal Shop because she used to be Kevin and Ian's intern back when you guys worked at when you guys went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to point out, damn, you look old.
He does look old.
And I look puffy. Thank you.
And you look puffy.
How do I look today? Come on.
I like your hair.
Oh, she just knows that. I might just turn her mic off. That's why.
Completely just avoided the question and just gave you a compliment.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I like your hair,
it's
but the rest
dark
of you is
on
just
you right
like,
now. I can't see you that well.
Freaking sunglasses. All right, so Zyra, let's go back to the actual broadcast instead of Melissa being a bitch.
Thank you.
Zyra, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
you seem like a cool hip chick. You're always wearing awesome, like, funky clothes, and I love it.
It's like from the 90s.
I'm kind of a shopaholic and kind of vain, so so every morning is a struggle, and
I mean, you really probably think I look good, then.
Well, I wouldn't say puffy.
Melissa.
<Thank you. laughs> but basically, I'm just a student. I work here part-time. Did you go to Green River?
Me? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I can't see who you're looking at because
I know.
Of the sunglasses.
This whole shady business is going to take a turn on us. So I go to Green River and take broadcasting classes.
Nice.
And
this is a good practice for you.
Yeah, right? I've never done talk radio. I did a music radio show for a couple months called Psychedelic Saturday.
Ooh.
That's so you.
You have a very I feel like your style and your vibe just kind of transcends the years. Like it's 70s, 80s, 90s. It's such like a mix. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. I'm a time machine, a walking time machine.
I love it.
I work on this every day.
Yeah, no, I'm just an old lady on the inside. But it's awesome that you guys gather and just talk girl stuff, and
tends to be a little more filthy than guy stuff sometimes.
Which is awesome though, because radio is such like boy land, and you know it's like a gentleman's club, and it's awesome.
If you want to say gentleman,
it's a dude's club.
Yeah, bro fest. Yeah,
sausage bro fest.
Yeah,
fine with the sausage, not so much with the bro fest.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of bands are you into?
Currently I am really digging like soulful, funky stuff. So like the Arcs, I just saw them the other night, and they're Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys.
Oh, wow.
It's his side project, and he teamed up with a female mariachi group.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to check this out. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. They played at the Moor, and they had like they had like these plants and the silhouettes in the back with all the lights were just like, it was like a jungle situation, and they had crazy lights, and I don't know, he's taking a more like psychedelic realm, which I can really dig.
That's awesome.
You are so much cooler than we are.
No, dig man,
or at least than Melissa.
Yeah, I'm just a stoner, guys.
I think like I think if you know how they do it like raves. If you've ever been to a rave, they name you. They give you a rave name.
Yeah.
I feel like if we gave you so maybe I've been the only one.
Yeah, Sarah, we talked about that. Yeah.
Sarah and I have are the only ones who've been to a rave. Zyra, have you been to a rave?
I have.
But the whole rave name, I feel like I want to give you the radio name, like Psychedelic Zyra.
Ooh.
I like
yes.
that.
Yes. On my show, I used to be Psyduck. You guys
yeah, Pokemon.
Into Pokemon? Yeah,
Pokemon. Psyduck.
Yeah.
Psyduck.
Yeah. But, no. Yeah.
I love it. But any other random information about yourself? Like when you're not at school, when you're not, you know, working, what and you're not at shows, what is something you love to do?
In your bedroom.
Well, we know that.
Oh, yeah. Favorite sex position. Let's really get to know you.
Well, I'm... No.
All right. Let's... ladies down the row. Sage, favorite sex position.
Doggy style.
Same.
Ooh, good
I'm doggy
save.
Style.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Feels great.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I told
can't
you
really
it was
get into
happen.
Doggy style because, like, it kind of hurts.
You're just tiny.
She's just tiny, and that just tells us a little bit about Thor.
Woo! Thor! That hammer.
Damn! So, what is yours then?
I don't know what it's called.
Reverse cowgirl?
That's mine!
Of course it would be Sarah's.
I love reverse.
You know, I heard that's the most dangerous sex position for a penis.
Yeah, you can break his
Yeah. Gotta
trying
be careful.
To do that. That's on my bucket list.
That's probably why it's your favorite.
Hit it and quit it. Yeah.
Oh, it's broke. That's
yeah. I'm out.
Oops. Sorry. Well, like kind of draw it out or use your fingers. Like.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like girl on top, but you're kind of on the side a little bit.
Or guy on top.
No, okay. This is the guy.
Oh, so with your legs kind of like up in the air like
oh,
this?
Oh, so you're kind of like half like on your
the side.
Side.
Like the
oh,
side
you're on your
legs
side.
Legs are like up.
Girl on side, laying down, leg up.
And then the guy's like, is he on his knees?
I think he would be.
And
yes.
Like thrusting?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Like that.
Oh, okay, that one's fun.
I could try to draw it.
No, I know what you mean. Like it's kind of like almost like a weird yoga. You know,
maybe you guys
gotcha.
Should like getting a stretch in.
Just,
yeah,
just go do it like right now. Demonstrate.
That is a good idea.
You want to demonstrate it?
You and Sage perform. No.
Go. Right.
Well, since we already got intimate, let's move on to something else. We have some man talk. I feel like that is the thing we do, like because we don't all get to see each other all the time. Sarah. Recently, kind of. You have a story about a man and it involves purple wig. I don't know.
Well, okay, so it was my girl's birthday last week, and we all had to wear wigs. And so
why?
I don't know. It was a wig party.
It was like wigging out.
That was like we're not the one. No, no. It was just like that was the theme, and so we all got wigs, and I got a short purple bob.
Woo!
You loved it.
Which actually looked really good on you.
Well, yeah.
You should share a picture
with
on
matching
the broadcast.
Lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I felt like I was like an alien or like a creature from like some movie. My dad was like, oh my God, you look exactly like this one from the sci-fi film. Do you want me to show you a picture of how to do makeup and all this stuff? And I was like, Dad, you need to calm down.
That's amazing.
Like the Fifth Element sort of thing?
No, that's orange hair.
Yeah, but.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Like
gotcha.
The style.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yes.
Well, so then we went out, and we went to this place, and we did, like, a shotsky before we went to, like, the real place. Never done a shotsky before. Have you guys ever done
they
a
They are so much fun.
I've heard...
They're really hard to coordinate.
I've heard that shotskis, like, are different depending on where you're at.
I know. What's... Like, I thought for sure you didn't use your hands, but at this place, you used your hands.
Hold on. What's a shotsky?
Yeah, can we explain?
It's a ski, like, an actual ski.
Okay.
And it's got little, like, holes on it that hold the shot glasses.
Or little indents?
Yeah, little indents that have, like, shot glasses. They're actually, like, attached. And then you either have to, there's one way of doing it where you have it on the table and then everyone like has their hands behind their back and then you have to pick it up like you were doing a shot.
Oh God.
And then you have to like shoot it and then everyone has to put it down. Or you can do it with your hands.
Yeah.
And then it's just, which is actually kind of a lot harder because people are taller and it's weird.
Oh yeah. So I thought it was going to be like no hands because I thought that's so fun. Let's, you know, but it was a hands one and I was like, okay. And we were kind of before this, we had a drinks called like panty droppers, which, whoa.
Yeah, those are yummy.
Whoa, they're way too yummy and so strong. So we were all kind of like already feeling it, right? And so we did it, and I'm like one of those like, you can't be a little bitch about a shot. So I'm like shoving it back, making sure everyone got a last. Anyway, so we did that, which was super fun. And then one of my girls was like, oh my God, let's go get tacos before we go to like the club. And I was like,
I don't, do they have veggie tacos or what
like,
do you eat?
Why?
I was vegetarian.
Well, we just ate. So I was like, why are we going to a taco? Why? Why are we going to a taco truck? So I was like, whatever, well, let's go get tacos. Ooh, fell in love with a taco truck man. Can I just say, I was like, this guy is so fine. And then I had to check my friends. I'm like, am I drunk or is this guy actually really fine? Because sometimes in the morning, they're like, dude.
No, no.
But they're like, no, he's fine. And I was like, okay.
That's happened to me a lot, by the way.
So then that was the end of it. So I thought, right? Doing our thing at the club.
Or so you remember.
So I remember. So the next morning, I get a text from this guy named Ryan, parentheses, taco truck dude. And he says, like, hey, how are you, or something. And I call my friend, and I'm like, girl, we only went to the taco truck once, right? Right? She was like, no, dude, we went there a second time. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, you got in line and really wanted a taco salad, and then started asking everyone else in line what they wanted, and then went to, like, order everyone's food, and then didn't have any money.
Oh, God.
So she had to pay, and then I was apparently, like, so cold that I, like, wanted to get inside the taco truck. So there's a video of me being like, I'm gonna get inside your taco truck. And the guy's like, you're gonna fit through that little hole. And I'm like, oh, shoot, there's no way I can fit through that hole. And he's like, no, yeah, you can. And I'm like, okay. And so then I'm like trying to climb up on this taco truck. Oh my God, you guys, I was such a thirsty bitch. I was like, he was so fun. And then apparently he came out and gave me his jacket. And then I was
and his digits, so apparently.
Or no, she gave him his. Gave him hers.
I don't even know. I mean, he had mine, but I apparently had his too. And then I took his jacket and then was like, okay, thank you. And I started to, like, walk away with his jacket. And then he was like, wait, this bitch can't have my jacket. Right? So he, like, chased. I don't even know. But it was all blur. And this is all. Anyway.
This is all something somebody told you.
Yeah. And so I'm still talking to this taco.
Are you going to hang out with him?
I don't know. I become a little wuss when it comes to actually.
Has he sent you a picture?
Oh, yeah.
Is he cute?
Oh, yeah.
Pictures or didn't happen.
He's probably, like, none of y'all's type. But he's what? Yeah. Yeah, he's got swag.
Is he a brown man?
To be fair for you guys, if you guys start calling racism, Zyra and I are both Hispanic, so what kind of the Hispanics are you?
I'm Mexican and Salvadorian.
Yeah.
Woo! That's why you're so fine.
Ooh, girl. I could blush.
It's not touchscreen.
No, I know. I'm just sorry. I was just trying to like figure out like which one.
Is it there?
He looks like he could be Hispanic.
I thought maybe he was Hispanic, but then
he was in a taco truck.
I know, he's in a taco truck.
That's all. That's the only reason why I think he's
where
Hispanic.
Were you guys at? Because sometimes like taco trucks in Capitol Hill, they're all white.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah. You should hit that.
Ooh, trying to hit that.
Stop being a wuss and hit that.
I know.
When was the like?
Okay. Show him your stripper pole.
Bring him back
to
daddy's house.
My dad is out of town today.
What? These eyebrows? Okay.
I know.
Eyebrows tell me he might be Hispanic.
And jawline.
I could
do some internet stalking. And I can help you find him on
you
Facebook.
And internet
I'm
stalking.
Really good at like finding people on the internet, which is for a really good story that I'm not going to tell today. I'm going to wait some time for this story.
To be continued,
because it's kind of effed up.
But how weird is that? It's like I know his first name, and then all of a sudden I'm finding him on Facebook, being like,
"No, that's
girl, I've done that all."
That's the power of the internet.
I have found somebody without their first name on the internet. By the way. I have found them.
How did you do that? Like mutual friends?
No, or? I found like I decided. I'm like, well. He was wearing a certain thing, and I did the hashtag. I'm like, there might be a hashtag.
Oh, my God.
And I scrolled and scrolled and found him.
Incredible.
I was pretty proud of myself, actually.
I mean, I feel like I could easily just ask him, hey.
What's your Facebook?
What's your last name?
What's so easy
in that?
Where does our crazy come out in that?
Maybe bitches are a little more crazy. I'm just climbing through taco trucks and stuff, wearing a purple wig. And then when I posted that picture on Facebook of me with the purple wig, people started to like think it was actually my real hair.
You should do it.
People are idiots.
Messaging me and be like, dude, I really like your new hair. And I'm like, it's what? It's obviously a wig. But then I was like, what if he thinks I really have purple hair? Like purple short hair?
Well, you should send him a picture of what you normally, what you really look like.
I know. He was like, he keeps being, send me a pic. And I'm like, I don't do, that's the biggest, weirdest turn off for me when guys ask me to send them a picture. I'm like, I look exactly like I did yesterday. Like, do not, like.
Except you're not wasted or have a purple wig on.
This is true. He never even asked what my real hair color is. But then it could be a conversation we had that I don't remember.
But that makes me wonder, like, you guys, you notice that, like, and I do that too, where I'll ask the person I'm talking to, especially if I don't know them very well, like, hey, send me a picture, even if it's just a picture of you, like, hanging out at work or lounging around. And it's because our generation or our age right now, it's so just internet and text based. That I feel like, it's like, I meet a guy online and then I'll talk to him for like 2 weeks and I feel like I know him. So by the first or second date, I'm like, okay, let's get this going. Because you kind of already feel like you know the person, and people are like, oh, you're having sex on the second date? Like, yeah, why not?
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I always like, that's the reason why I hate online dating, is because I'll talk to a person for a week or two, think that I know them, and I'll have like this image in my head. I'll meet them and they'll be completely opposite.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off every time.
All right, but the whole idea, though, it makes sense of, like, hey, like, give me a picture because I'm not seeing you in real life. So you're kind of getting an idea. Like, you're kind of dating. You're pre-dating, basically.
Yeah, you're courting.
But I think that's the weirdest thing.
It is. It's very weird.
Well, it's because, like, why? Like, you know what I... But it's weird because when he sends me a pic, I think it's cool. I'm like, yeah, you're sending me a pic.
Hypocrite.
I know, but it's like, hey, send me a pic. I don't know. It sounds
like,
so, like...
But, like, I mean, sometimes, yes, they're trying to see if they're going to get a nudie, but I like getting pictures from guys who are like, oh, I'm just lounging around at home, like watching Netflix. I'm like, send me a picture. Like, and he's just in there and it looks cute. Like, I like feeling that it's a weird intimacy because he's there in his intimate space and you get to see it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
totally sense. Makes sense. I guess I just never care enough about what anyone's doing. Like, anyone that I'm talking to, I'm like, oh, that's cool, I guess.
I don't want to see you doing that.
Yeah. I just hate virtual conversation. I feel like I don't have any, like, flow because I just set my phone down and forget about this conversation.
Well, she's an old lady at heart. She's the youngest of all of us. She's 21, and she's just a freaking old lady.
So basically, you're a dude, is what you're trying to say.
Basically.
Are you a terrible texter, too?
Yeah.
Like
if we don't have purpose for this conversation, I don't want to talk.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
You're not one of those. Like,
I'm not a chatter.
How's it going? You're just, like, good.
No, I'm just, like, if someone asks me, okay, but I never start, like, chats online or you know.
Oh, strange. You're so not a female.
Or maybe she's just not of this generation.
No, yeah, I just like to talk in person and then, like, so, like, if I meet someone.
How about phone calls?
Yeah, do you like that?
Nah.
Skype calls?
Oh, hell no. Skype is the weirdest thing.
Well, when I lived, like, an hour away and I was dating a dude in Seattle, like, I used to Skype with him because I'm like, you're my boyfriend. I don't see you.
So I can understand that, but with, like, someone you're, like, trying to get to know, I was like, nah.
You're FaceTiming.
I've done that, though. I've met a guy online, and I've, like, FaceTimed or Skyped with him because I'm tired of, like, guys complain, oh, girls and their angles and pictures and blah, blah, blah. Like, I've gone on dates with guys, I'm like, oh, my God, no.
You look nothing like your pictures.
Or, like, I just realized.
Like that guy that I brought to Cake and Boot.
She brought a guy over, and I met him.
Like, you're wearing sunglasses, but I could just, like, see the
eye roll.
Like, disappointment.
I want to see this.
She met this dude online, and then, like, she brought, like, you know, we're all hanging out and saw him, and she, like, I could just tell, like, she was not into it. Like, he was a really nice guy. Don't get me wrong.
I was
an ice queen.
Oh, she was totally.
Oh, were you
I can't fake it. Like, if I'm sitting in a room with you, or with, like, a group of people, and if there's one person in there that I just don't want to interact with, like, I have no interest in, I won't. And they'll know. So, because I just don't care.
What was wrong with this dude?
A, he didn't look like his pictures at all.
Okay, so
B, he was just...
Like, he wasn't...
He was bro-y. Like, I like bros, but chill bros.
I'm surprised you like bros.
Yeah, me
period.
Too.
They have to
be real chill.
They have to be super chill, like the stoner bros.
Not like, bro, Jägerbomb.
Yeah, not a fratty bro. But yeah, he was just too high energy, and I'm like always pretty
mellow.
Low-key, and I just can't stand hyperactive people.
Was it just like overwhelming?
I mean, it was annoying. It wasn't overwhelming. I can deal with a lot of stuff without being overwhelmed, but I will get annoyed super easily.
I like that you don't like hyperactive, but yet you deal with us bitches.
Y'all aren't that hyperactive.
Fair enough.
I think it's worse when it's a dude.
Okay, because it's like a little puppy dog. He's like, calm down. Right, don't piddle yourself.
I think
like,
you would kill my father then.
Yeah.
If you ever had a time with him.
He came over to my desk and was telling me a story, and I was just like, okay, BJ.
Oh, was it about Comcast?
It was about Comcast. Yeah. And then he emailed me like 2 hours later and was like, hey, I've got a really funny story about that. Winky face. And I was like,
BJ. So
do you
want to
hear it again?
He's so
like,
weird.
This is just too much information. It was a yes or no question. Yeah. That's all I needed to know.
But I love him, though.
Talking about dudes, though, in your life, Sage, what's going on with you?
Why are we sucking, like, so much at dudes in our life?
I could tell you mine from last night that was just like, I don't get what the hell happened. I don't understand, like, in my world. I can go first. You can go first.
Go.
So I met this dude online.
Ooh. Name.
I've actually known him. Like, we went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Graduated the same year. So I recognize this face.
Hype man over here.
Let's make it even weirder. He's already my friend on Facebook.
Because
it's like mutual friends. So I added him a long time ago. Because he was way, way cuter when we were younger. Like, he's, you know, put on a few pounds, but he looks great. Like, he does his hair, dresses really nice. He has a really nice, deep, raspy voice.
Oh, God. That gets me every time.
You'd love his voice. He's got a couple tattoos, not a lot. I'm like, all right, let me go out with this. Like, I you know, did the swipe right, and he swiped, because I was like, I wonder if he'll swipe on me, and he did. And we were talking for a little bit, and we decided to go out. And we had a good time, we had a good conversation, and I even mentioned it in the car. This gets weird, by the way. So not only we found out that he lived a couple, like, streets away from me growing up.
Like now he does?
Like, and now he lives two blocks away from me. Like, do you know where? Okay, so the girls who have been in my house, you know where that QFC is?
Yeah.
He lives before the QFC.
Nice.
Where, like, that curves is.
Yeah.
Like, he lives right there. Granted, he's moving in, like, a couple of days, but this whole time, he's been living there for, like, 3 years. So we grew up, like, pretty much, like, two, three, like, streets away from each other, and then now two blocks away from each other. And he had no idea. Like, he's like, wait, you went to Lake Stevens too? I'm like, yeah, dude.
He's got a lot of idea. He's stalking you, Vicky.
Yeah.
Since like, you I don't were know. Five.
Right, no.
That's actually why he moved by that QFC.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He knew one day she's going to live here. In like a year and a half, she's going to live here. So I
he's
need to live here.
He's also psychic.
Right?
Psychic stalker.
So we went on a date and, you know, he made the first move and kissed me first. And I'm like, all right, cool. I like kissing. But it was during the week. And he's like, you know, it drops me off because he's like, oh, I'll pick you up. I'm like, I didn't realize this until he picked me up. He's like, I live right there. Like, so my GPS was going nuts. I couldn't figure out where you lived because you live so close. So he drops me off right in front of my house, you know, kiss goodbye. And he's like, hey, so can I come upstairs? I'm like, it's 11 o'clock on a work night. No. I work at 3. I have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. No, not happening.
Was this not yesterday?
No. Well, no. This is setting up what happened yesterday.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So this was, I think, Wednesday night.
Okay.
We then go. We're like, okay, we'll hang out, you know, Friday night. You know, I have stuff going on, but I'll, you know, I should be done around 11. We want to hang out there. We can get some drinks. We can go do something. I'm down. Cool. So we set it all up. I get home. I'm like, I need a shower. I'm really gross. I'll hit you up when I'm done. I'll just walk over. And we decided we wanted to be chill because we didn't want to go to a bar. So we're like, we'll drink, watch some movies or something. And
Netflix and chill.
Pretty much. I'm like, what drinks do you have? I can bring some. I got some whiskey. I can bring some mixers. And then he texts me when I'm like, I'm just like getting my hair dry because I don't want to go over there and wet hair. Hey, my roommate just got home really, really drunk. Can we just meet at your place? I'm like, no, because I could hear my roommate, Tahiti Steve, in the other room, his room, just, you know, Skyping away with his girl. I'm like, I don't. And my room's a mess right now because I've been doing laundry, so I don't even have sheets on my bed right now.
Like, too much work.
I'm like, it's okay. Like, help. Like, just shoo him off to his room. Like, texting. It's like, it's okay. I'll be there. And like, you know, a few. Like, just, it's okay. Like, how bad is he? No, he's really bad. Apparently, he ran into his ex-girlfriend, and he's like a big sobbing mess right now. Are you sure we can't meet at your house? I'm like, oh.
Maybe you shouldn't leave your roommate if he's in that state in the first place.
For real.
So what ends up happening, he's like, well, let me deal with this first. And I'm like, okay, well, like, I mean, why don't we all get drunk? We'll all get drunk together, and it'll be cool. And, like, we'll share in his misery. He's like, okay, cool, let me take care of this first. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to kind of lounge around. Like, I'm watching Bob's Burgers on my tablet, like, already dressed. Which is just really comfortable clothes.
Yeah, you're like looking like good. And
I wasn't even looking super great. I was like, I'm just gonna wear really comfortable clothes, but still make sure they accent certain areas. So, yeah.
Ooh,
damn it! You can't say that one either.
I know. I'm saying all of the seven words
breasts.
Today.
There
breasts.
You go.
Breastuses.
Breasticles.
I hate that.
I love it. And so I'm like, okay, well, if I accidentally fall asleep, just call me because I won't hear a text, so call me. And then, like, he has literally the opposite schedule, so he is used to staying up all night mm-hmm. and then going to sleep and staying asleep for a long time. So I set an alarm for 3 o'clock, so in case I miss a text. No text. I'm like, screw
for
this. I'm going
o'clock?
To sleep. Well, I was already, like, 2 at
oh.
this point.
Whoa. Damn. Okay. You jumped from 11 to...
Oh, was it 3? Oh, no, yeah, no, because I set an alarm for, 1 o'clock... Because I got ready. It was like about 12 o'clock by the time okay. I was ready. Mm. Set an alarm for 1. I must have turned it off. And then I woke up again at 3. No alarm.
No text or anything?
No nothing. So he was dealing with that all day and I still haven't heard from him. So I'm like, cool. Hey, buddy, by the way, I was about to come over and have sex with you.
Men.
But
just communicate.
I'm like, I mean, to be fair, I mean, like, I could have, like, I didn't want to just say that either. Like, hey, I want to come over and have sex with you. I don't care if your friend's sobbing. No.
He can be in the corner sobbing. I mean,
like, if he wants to watch, will that make him feel better? Like, I don't know.
Tears make great lube.
He still should have leaped.
I'm leaving that in.
Good. I'm really glad.
I should try that sometime.
I really hope my dad's listening to this one, too.
Hi, Sage's dad.
If you didn't just hear what she said, just rewind it.
Yeah.
But he should have at least, like, texted you, though, yeah. if he wasn't.
I want to know, like, the whole story. I'll probably, like I said, he's a nighttime guy, so he's probably still asleep right now.
Don't reach out till he reaches out, though.
I just said, like, I think I texted at 3 in the morning. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Everything cool?
obviously so, not cool.
So I'm like, all right, well, it's okay. Because I've been talking to another German dude. So that's
ooh,
cool, too.
German.
He's from the Germany. I can't do the German. I'm not going to try. But yeah, from Germany. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
No,
that was my night. I was pissed.
Yesterday.
I want pics of the German.
All right. Well, Sage tells the story. I'll find the German.
That German.
Wow, this is going to be like, is this our epic 3 fail on men?
I think so.
Oh, it's story. Total. God!
Ugh. I got you.
Total what?
Sorry. Total fail.
Total effing fail.
Effing fail. So a couple weekends ago, I called one of my like old really good friends. I haven't seen her in a year. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? She lives up in Marysville. We used to always go to the casino. And she's like, I don't have any plans. Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I'll drive up. We'll get dressed up. We'll go to the casino. Get hammered, whatever.
Heck
normal.
Yeah, that's what
normal.
You do at a casino.
Yeah, exactly. So we go over there, and she had told a couple of her guy friends that she was going to be there. Well, one of the guy friends, she didn't know who was actually going to be there, was this guy named, we're just going to call him Casino.
I like it. Casino.
Sexy.
And he was gorgeous. He was, like, dancing and had a beard and tattoos, and I was just like, who the hell
so
is
you were
that?
Sprung. You were
yeah.
like,
yeah. Like, we were sitting there. We were in, like, the cabaret area, and we were, like, up in the upper part. And we're sitting there, and I'm just staring at him because he's down below. And Malia's like, he looks really familiar. And I was like, okay, well, I need to know if he looks familiar or not because I need to know who he is. And her friend comes over and is like, oh, yeah, that's my buddy. Like, I'll bring him up here. And he comes up and sits down and just, like, automatically just starts flirting with me. And I'm like, yes, okay. Yeah, you can buy me a drink. Yeah, you can whatever. Yeah, we can go dance. Long story short, like, terrible texter. He texts me, like, once every, like, 4 days.
Ugh. That's annoying.
And it's really annoying, especially when you're trying to get something back from them that you left at their house.
So you guys did the date? Like, he took you home and stuff?
Yeah, so we went back to Malia's friend's house because that's where the party ended up. Did the deed a couple of
times. Yeah.
And it was good.
At least one of us got laid.
It was good enough. Like, it was great, but it was good enough for me to deal with the bowl that I'm having to deal with.
Which is, like, caring that you left something at his house.
Well, it's
like,
just,
like, wanting to actually continue a conversation.
I just want to have, a conversation and hang out. And it just seems like it's pulling teeth. Like, and the thing is that earlier this week, I was like, hey, if you're just in it for the sex, cool. I'm fine with that. Like, I don't need a boyfriend. Whatever. You're good in bed.
Let's do it.
Like, just grow a pair and tell me that.
Yeah.
Like, just be a man.
And then
be honest with me if that's what you want. And he's like, no, that's not what I want, blah, blah, blah. Like, hanging out with you, like, I want to go out with you, blah, 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 like, all this stuff. And I'm just like,
Then put the effort in.
Oh, that's so weird.
Words versus actions.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I have a kind of a story like that, and I think it's kind of... I don't know if I should actually tell it.
Uh-oh. Well, now you have to.
It involves it involves somebody here at the station.
Ooh.
Ooh. Drama.
Cue the ooh.
And I blame Mr. BJ Shea for all of this. But if this other person was good at texting, who knows what would have happened? Because it could have changed so much.
It's so weird because it's like, yeah, people are bad at texting, but like if they want to put the effort in, they're going to put the effort in, yeah. Regardless. Right. There's other ways to communicate too.
All right, time to embarrass the hell out of your brother. So years and years ago, I was about to turn 22. It was a good 4 years ago, 4+ years ago, almost 5. Goddamn old. Your dad, like, we went to a movie premiere, and your dad, you know, he brought as his quote unquote or plus one, excuse me, I was gonna say date, but his plus one was your brother Joe.
My dad's so cool.
I know. Like, but then, like, the next day we go to the movie and stuff because it was myself, it was Rev and his girl, BJ, and your brother, the prodigy. And he, the next morning we're, you know, at work, you know, he's like, oh, you know, that was really weird last night. I'm like, what was weird, BJ? Well, Joe was wearing this new shirt I've never seen him wear. It was really nice. These new pants, new shoes. And all I told him was that, you know, that Rev was going to be there and that Michelle was going to be there and that I was going to be there and, oh, that, you know, you were going to be there.
You do such a good BJ impression.
I love it. It's so on point.
Really? I'm actually, that is actually a compliment. I, you know, working with the man for almost 7 years. I was just like, what? Because I'm still newbie to the radio station. I'm like, wait, what's going on? And I was like, well, what do I say? I'm like, uh-huh, okay. And later I'm like, okay, well, you can tell him that I thought he looked really handsome. And he's like, why don't you tell him that? I'm like, no! And then I think, I don't even know how it happened, but I started texting your brother. And I think we went on one quote-unquote date.
Oh, God. Obviously didn't go well.
Well, like, it was fine. Like, it was weird. Like, I'm like, okay, well, let's, why not? So we went to go see, I think it was like Captain America in the theater because we saw the movie premiere, Captain America. And then from there, we decided to walk down to like Pike Place Market and we walked around and we were talking. He's really shy. Like now, like Joe and I are bros because we work together and like he's opened up a little more. But he's one of those people that's kind of hard to crack into.
Yeah.
I don't really know Joe that well, but I feel like you would just ruin him.
Ruin.
What kind? This kind of ruin?
All in every aspect.
Every aspect of ruin.
He would just be broken.
Part of me wanted to, though. Like, in that time, I'm like, I feel, I kind of was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I want to see. Curiosity. I'm like, because he never talks about anything. And I think when we used to be on the Pants Party podcast, he would talk about some stuff.
Yeah.
Which would intrigue me. Like, what's, like,
intriguing.
In the sense of, like, he told a story once on the Pants Party, how he had this chick, like, either he was at a party or they had a party at the house they were living at. And this chick slept over and she got mad at him that he wouldn't go, you know, to the back room, the back room, you know, if what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. I just got it.
Yeah. Well, like, and she got pissed that he wouldn't do it. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, you know, it's just.
My brother's not all men want to do it. He's so, but, like, nice.
Yeah, but he's just like, no.
What happened?
He's like, no, thank you.
Is he actually your brother?
I don't know.
I feel like they just, like, took him from the hospital or something.
I know. He's so, like, nice and doesn't talk about it, any of that, and is so proper.
I think he just doesn't. I don't think it's a proper thing. I think he just doesn't deal with the drama. Or questions that come with it.
He's not a drama person at all.
No. Oh, he doesn't want to give his number on live radio?
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to.
My number?
His number. He was supposed to do that the other day. Sarah already gave her number.
Oh, I did not.
Our numbers you did.
No, you gave your number on the radio.
Number of
sex
partners.
Number.
Oh, my.
Not your phone number.
My phone number. And I was like, what? Where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But honestly, I'm so curious about that. And
with his number.
Weird,
I want to know his number, too.
But I'm so curious. Yeah, like, because he's such a mystery. Like, this date, that might have been his first and only date ever with you, Vicky.
No, he went on that date with Annabelle, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Before me.
And then it's like, Joey, are you straight? Like, do you like women? Do you like anything?
I think,
like,
he does like ladies.
He does, but he's so...
I think he's
doesn't
just like,
care.
I don't care sexual.
Yeah,
like, not so much I don't care what gender it is that I'm having sex with. I just don't care to have sex. Or maybe he does. I don't know.
I don't care about having a relationship. I don't care about
bitches. I believe the relationship thing.
But it's just so strange. She's so weird.
But, like, since I was still so under the radio station, like, we did talk about, like, personal stuff. So it was, like, kind of weird to get, like, that inside scoop in your lives, like, your family life. And I'm like, oh.
Probably said a lot of great things about me.
Not so much you, but it kind of involved you.
Probably nothing about me, actually. Let's get real.
Well, because I ask, you know, like, somebody who's that shy and quiet, you kind of have to pull it out of them and ask the questions. But, you know, we like, nothing. Like, we didn't kiss, nothing like that. Nothing happened. And I'm like, okay, cool, we should hang out again. And I was texting him, and he's just awful at texting back. I mean, I think he's better now because it's a work thing, but at that point, I'm like, hey, so I'm kind of busy these days, but I'm free these days. How about you? And I just wouldn't hear from him for a couple days. So I'm like, all right, I'm over this.
You should get over it. I feel like if someone, like, doesn't have the courtesy to even, like, respond or, like, tell you the truth, like, they're just wipe hands clean of it.
Yeah.
And it's then, not worth your time. And it's, if they're going to lie to you and say, yeah, let's hang out and stuff, but then actually not, like, you know, follow through or, like, try to at least meet up, it's like, okay.
But what do you do when they're really, really good in bed?
I know, Sage.
I mean, girl.
Do you send them dirty pictures?
Is that like, no, I haven't. No.
I'm like, I mean, if you're really trying to, like, fish and you don't care, like,
no,
like,
don't. No. I would told this guy because he asked for a picture again, and I was like, okay, I'm about to go take a shower, so I'm gonna try to take pictures in there. And then my next text was like, I'm totally kidding, I don't freaking do that. And he, like, hell no. Like,
he probably got so disappointed.
I thought it was so funny. I was like LOLing to myself.
Jesus, Sarah.
Sarah, you're so funny. Oh my God. Then he texted back, he's like, good, I'm glad you don't. I don't like easy girls. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a lie, but you make me want you more.
Then you should go out. You, I think you owe this guy, at least, like, not owe this guy, but you owe it to yourself to go on a date with him. At least one.
I tried to steal his jacket and climb through his truck. I do owe him.
Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Oh, no.
No, my God, no.
That would set up a date for you.
I'm sweating thinking about what you were going to write.
Let's just say if it was on the radio, it would have to be bleeped out.
All of it would be bleeped out. It's just a very crude drawing you're going to send a picture of. This is what we're going to do later.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so we've been kind of in a weird rut, ladies. See if we can figure it out. Sage shouldn't give up the goods that easily, unless you really want to give up the goods that easily.
Well, she already gave up the goods, but
I was drunk.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is I just need to not get drunk.
Drunk? Okay, this is going to sound very awful. But I love drunk sex.
I do too.
Yeah.
Cause it's, like, well, you can, like, let go. Like,
I have, like, so many, like, OCD tendencies. I'm like, oh my God, your bare ass is on my sheets. Get off. Like, put underwear on to sleep. But, like, I'm weird. Like,
but what do you expect when you're having sex?
Well, like, you know, like throughout the rest of the night, I'm like, okay, we're done having sex.
Yeah.
Now. Put your underwear clothes on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I always put, like, at least my underwear on after I have sex. I like wearing underwear. I'm,
but
like, one of the weirdos.
Yeah. Sometimes after drunk sex, you wake up and you're like, oh wow, I just fell asleep naked. You know, you're just like, oh, God.
But it's just like, even certain, without, I'll have to bleep all this out kind of a thing. But it's like, there's certain things, like, you touch or and then it goes certain places. I'm like, okay, get away from me when I'm sober. I'm like, that doesn't, I don't know.
So hands.
Why you
saying? Well, like, let's say, you know, he's somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And then he wants to bring that up somewhere else. It's like, no, that was just somewhere else. I don't want to.
Oh, okay,
I don't want
so that. I always wonder about that,
like,
stuff.
Like, to go back and forth. I don't like doing that when I'm sober. When I'm drunk, I'm like, yes!
Oh, I can do that any day of the week.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care.
Yeah, me neither.
As long as it's not in the back room. Boom. Boom. That's
the sound effects.
Hey, man.
But, I don't know. They're like, there's certain, like.
What you going,
Sarah's like, I don't care. I don't care.
Really? Oh, God.
There's certain things
I'm clenching thinking about that.
Have you ever?
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, wow.
Wait. No, I'm just saying, if you do that, do not.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Hell no. I even draw a line when it comes out.
I was
going to
say, Sarah, I'm not surprised. No.
I am not.
Yeah.
Also, like, except it's weird because. Never mind.
That's going to go. I feel like that's going to go too far.
Well,
I know where you're tracking.
Like, because have you guys ever, like, first done it, like, then, like, it wasn't working, so then, like,
and then he goes to the bathroom, washes his junk off, and then comes back.
You're supposed to wash,
right?
Cleanse.
I'm sorry, I don't want any infections.
The condom off.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, yep.
Because Sarah now uses condoms.
I'm glad we agreed on this. Yeah,
Sarah, did you start using condoms?
Yes. That's a no. Sarah, just say yes.
I actually been, honestly, on the reel, I haven't even been laid since then. Segment.
That's why you need to call Taco Guy.
Yep. Yeah.
That's his name, Taco.
Also, was he cooking the tacos? Sorry.
He was. Oh. I believe he probably made me a great taco salad that I ate all of it and don't remember it at all. But then I got home and was really hungry, so made one of my dad's Atkins diets or Atkins meal things too. Oh, I ate so much that night and don't even remember.
I feel so like great. If he can cook and has great eyebrows, come on.
Right?
What more do you need to
hit him up?
I mean, like, if he's working with those tacos, he's probably doing, like, the tortillas with his hand, like Zyra is what I'm talking about. You don't flip, when you put tortillas on, like, a griddle, you don't flip them with a freaking...
tong?
Anything.
Anything.
No,
you use your hands. You just flip them with your hands.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so, like, you're going to burn yourself.
No, man. No, you got the... I mean, like, I haven't done it in a while because I don't eat that many tortillas anymore that I don't live with my folks, but...
It's not like a staple.
Yeah. Well, no, like, it's a lot of carbs, extra carbs.
So he's probably got, like, the magic fingers. So you definitely should just do that.
Hit it up, and we expect a report here soon, Sarah.
Oh, no pressure or anything.
Stick figure drawings of... everything.
Stick figure drawing.
I need one of those like flip cards.
The little flip books?
Yeah, like, the little flip books. Yeah.
There's one where you can draw it on your hand and then just kind of.
Yeah, you should do that.
Oh, as fast as it goes.
Yeah, just take it.
I'll send you guys a video.
Just your hand. Sorry. Let's move on away from sexy stuff.
Okay, yeah. Let's get serious.
Let's get some other kinds of sexy. Zyra. What? I heard you just recently put on a house show.
I did.
What kind of house show? Like, what is that?
Well, I've recently been working with, I don't know, just some friends. We're starting like a production, kind of like a production company for events. And
nice.
Mostly concerts, but just kind of like art shows as well. And last night we did an EP release show for a band called Hoe Cakes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Hoe Cakes?
Hoe Cakes, yeah. And they're kind of like neo-soul, kind of... I don't know, just funky, groovy stuff.
Is it really bad that I really want a ho-ho now?
No.
I want a Twinkie.
Yeah, we should have brought some Hostess Delights.
I see a sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, so we threw this event, and it was candy-themed, so we decorated the house.
Like real candy?
Yeah, we had someone donate a ton of candy, and so we had candy everywhere. And then
whose house was this, or was it like a venue type house, or?
No, it's our friend. He actually lives in this house, and they call it the castle. Oh, and nice. So it's a nice house, and I mean, once there's a lot of people, it's like jam packed, but you know, it can fit a good amount of people. Mm-hmm. And we made a special hoe cakes drink.
That sounds dangerous.
It was, yeah. I'm not feeling good this morning, but last night was great. So yeah, we made a drink and it had lavender syrup, lemonade, and vodka. And we did a Smarties rim.
Ooh.
Wait, yeah. That's so fun. Like you crush Smarties. Uh-huh. Oh, I love this.
It was so good.
The hoe cakes drink.
Yeah, it was like the hoe cake special or something like that. And then the other band was named Cosmos, so we had Cosmos on the menu as well.
That's really
so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, so we just got like, we really like to get into themes, and then that's kind of our thing is like.
You plan my birthday? Jeez.
Yes. I would love to. Yeah, that's kind of like what I want to focus on right now is just. Events.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Like, would you have any other events planned?
Yeah, how often
like,
do you do them?
That the broadcast listeners could maybe attend or anything they could follow?
Yeah, so this was only our second event, but last night there was maybe 200 people that showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, to a house. So it was insane.
Dang.
But we kind of try to base it like a real venue, like a real festival. So we have security, we have people working the bar, we have... you know, like sound guys, people at the front. So it's just
legit.
And so we have a lot of people that are involved are kind of trying to get into the music industry. So, and we're all generally the same age. So we're all like interns and we're all, you know, kind of
early 20s.
Yeah, we're all bottom tier everywhere that we work. So it's, we're taking what we were learning and kind of making our own thing with it.
That's so cool.
And do you have like a Facebook or a website or anything?
We have a Facebook group, so we're kind of going a different route. We kind of want it to be like an art collective rather than like going to parties, you
know. It's like it's not, not a business entertainment kind of
page. We want people that are interested in the art more so rather than like the party scene.
Can anybody just join the group, or where can they find that?
We do have an Instagram where we will inform the masses. Oh, and we made a geo filter for Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so last night, if you were at the party, you could take a Snapchat and flip when you flip through the filters.
Like where it's like Seattle or...
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know you can make those.
I could even show you.
Yeah. We can show after the podcast.
Yeah, but we just... I don't know.
I want to go to one.
Yeah. Yes, you guys, I will invite you next time.
I'm into art and partying.
What's the Instagram?
It's Prism Presents.
Okay. Any underscores? Is it just Prism Presents?
With that long pause.
Yeah, I will have to confirm that because we don't have very many postings, but yeah.
No, that's really cool.
It's all
cool,
in the works. It's all in the works.
That's really cool, dude.
We'll have to keep our eye on it and go check it out.
Yeah, I know you guys know how to get down, so
what are you talking about?
Like,
us? No. We don't do that. that's awesome. We'll definitely, if next time you have an event, we'll definitely talk about it. And
yes.
We can promote it here.
Spread the word.
All right, ladies, let's move on. I do have a couple of stories, but do you guys want to hear about pissed off people, something that's going to be satisfying to your ears, or something kind of sexy?
I love that noise.
All of it.
I want my ears to be satisfied.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Let's do that.
All right.
Do you get to hear the satisfying sounds?
Yes, you do.
How else are ears going to be satisfying?
I don't know. It might have been like a BuzzFeed article.
That's her favorite sex position.
Read the sounds.
Technically, it is a BuzzFeed thing. It's a BuzzFeed video. And it's,
I love BuzzFeed.
They did 14 super satisfying sounds. So let's
do
play.
Do you want us to rate our satisfaction?
Yeah.
After
I think we can tell what the moans and stuff. Okay. Ready?
And then we should all make our own.
Yeah, we should all. No.
Ooh, I'm feeling satisfied.
Ready?
Super satisfying.
14 super satisfying sounds.
Is this number 14? This ain't satisfying.
Oh, it's the crunch of snow.
Ooh.
The ocean.
Yes.
It sounds like just static when someone's moving a camera around.
Thank you. I agree with
Zippers.
The bitch over there.
Campfire.
Yes.
I like campfire.
That crackle.
Oh, are they all going together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bubble wrap.
Oh.
I only like it if I'm doing it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kitty purring.
No.
I have my eyes closed right now.
You can feel the cat.
Hold on.
Oh.
Velcro.
Ew. No.
I love Velcro. I love Velcro. Stamp. Rain.
Yes, rain. Yes. Forever.
And lightning. Oh.
Rain and cats.
Ooh.
It's like scissors?
Scissors? Through construction paper.
My gosh.
Ooh.
What?
Champagne.
Yeah.
Woo! The sound of being underwater.
Oh, I love that.
Frying an egg.
Oh, yes.
Which also kind of sounds like rain.
A little bit. Baby.
No. No. Move on.
Is it a happy baby?
Yeah. He was a little ginger baby.
No. Oh, no. Not one of those.
I just want to, drop kick something.
Stop. Why was that the longest one?
Because it's the end.
So that was the number one most satisfying sound?
Oh, no. It's just not necessarily in any particular order. They're just 14 sounds.
That
was
so we had,
strange.
Rain, egg frying, Velcro. Kitty purring. Snow crunching. I love that. When it's snowing, you just crunch, 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 crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You just go crunch, crunch.
I feel like you have to be experiencing it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like when you're experiencing it themselves.
But, all those noises did nothing for me.
Really?
This is more or less just an so we could see it and hear it, and we're like, oh, okay, yeah. But what's something you do love, like the noise of or
rap music?
That is noise. crunkly, stepping on what is it, gravel? Or anything like that?
Yeah.
Like the crunch of the gravel.
See, I like that because it reminds me of when I go shooting because we always go up to the gravel pits.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, that's there's a story. There's a little reason behind that.
Yeah.
What's that? Another one? You guys have any?
Mm-hmm.
The kitten purring you got?
I everything that's coming to mind is smells.
Wrong avenue of work. This is
my
radio.
Brain isn't working.
I don't know. Like, I love it when somebody's... So I think I mentioned this before. I was watching Family Guy. And there's one where, like, I think Peter listens to NPR and he starts talking like it.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, when Peter does it, it's really like he's talking really quietly. And I think, like, whispering into a microphone.
It's kind of sexy.
Just, like, just really, really soft talking into a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually talking about this with my friend the other day about, like, soft-spoken people.
Yeah.
And, like... how much I just enjoy hearing them speak.
A deep, soft-spoken person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just seem like more, I don't know, like kind and like, I don't know, welcoming.
Genuine.
Yeah, genuine.
Warm.
I know, it's like, please continue talking to me.
There's certain people, the way they talk, it's funny because we, so hard in radio, we have these microphone condoms, we call them, and it's to prevent like the letters from popping and peeking on the, when we're recording. But when someone's like, pop, like the really loud, like with K's, and I just love it. I had like teachers who would read to us in elementary school, and they'd be like, and they'd eat their milk and bread, like their milk, and like it just
oh,
like the way
that
like when they hit it real hard, I'm sitting there like, continue.
I like it when they hit it real hard too.
Hey, damn.
Woo! I've moved on from sounds.
You're thinking of different kind of sounds.
Dang. All right, I have one more story we can talk about, and then we got to get going because I have to go meet my parents for lunch. Woo!
Woo!
But there is a new... So who does yoga here? Besides Sarah, obviously.
I do.
Do you do it a lot, or what kind of yoga do you like?
Well, I'm taking a class, actually. At my college.
Nice.
Just doing it for credit. I've literally...
Sorry, commercial.
I've gone to one class, so...
Okay. So far,
I still got you beat. I've done two.
Does Kama Sutra count as yoga?
Because it's Indian?
I mean, you know, because
she's bending,
weird poses.
She's
gotta be flexible. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's the only reason I want to do yoga, is to get better at sex, which, let's be honest, I'm pretty darn good as it is. Maybe not.
I took yoga in like when I went to Shoreline Community College. I took a yoga class. It sucked. The only thing that I liked about it was at the end when they would turn the lights down.
Oh yeah.
And they would have like the music. Sure, whatever. Whatever.
Corpse pose, and you're just lying.
Yeah,
there.
You're just lying mm-hmm. there, and then like they're just like softly talking, and you're just like, oh, okay.
And they're like, namaste.
I don't know. I can't stand that sort of stuff. Like, I've thought about doing yoga so many times just to, like, become calm or whatever, but I like climbing. I like hurting myself and getting dirty and, like...
sweating it out.
Yeah,
that
that's
way.
Why I'm sweating.
Hot yoga. I can't stand regular yoga. I think it's the most, like... because I'm not one of those, like, okay, now we need to shut off our... like, let's all meditate and shut off our minds. Like, my mind will go... like, I will think of everything. I'll be like, oh, I didn't put that back in the refrigerator, but my laundry needs to be done. Oh, I didn't tell Vicky, like, she was so hot today. You know what I mean? Like, my mind will just, like,
She has to do that every day, by the way.
I do. Yeah. Totally fine. It's part of her contract.
Yeah, like, I can't be in, like... you know, I can't do that. But with hot yoga, the room is so hot that, like, you can't... and won't focus on anything else because
just pass
like,
out.
It is so
die of dehydration and everyone knows
I hate
for, like,
heat.
An hour.
Yeah, I hate hot yoga.
All right, so ladies, there's a new type of yoga that will be more, I think, Melissa and Sage's in my alley. It is called rage yoga.
Already sold.
Encourages posing while cursing, drinking, and listening to metal.
Drinking.
Woo! Yeah.
I don't think I could drink while doing that, but...
I would probably vomit.
Probably too, but like maybe a shot or two.
I wouldn't be able to stand up.
Just a couple shots. That's why you can't do like the mixed drinks or anything like that,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay.
But it says, it's created by a Calgary Canadian resident named Lindsay Marie Eistis, and after a really painful breakup of a long-term relationship, rage yoga is really meant for those who are hoping to improve their posture and flexibility, but have never really felt at ease in the modern yoga studios. And I feel very awkward at and I like the idea of yoga. I want to be more flexible and I like the relaxation part of it, but sometimes the music's not my jam. Like, I'd rather listen to my own music that's calming to me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do want to listen to metal. I'll listen to something like a Mogwai or something like Explosions in the Sky, which is a little darker, but it's kind of that still chill stuff. But it says it's also for those who have a little extra aggression they need to work out. And She says that they encourage participants to feel free to swear and drink while posing. So as soon as people get into the sequences, they tend to naturally drink slowly. So once you start going at it, you're going to be drinking a lot slower. It's not like you're constantly drinking.
Because you're going to realize, oh, I'm about to be an S show if I keep doing these shots.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't mean to steal this chick's idea, but she's all the way up in Canada.
Yeah.
So I feel like you and me need to open up a, like,
or just start doing it from our house.
Yeah. But, like, I just want it to be, like, a bunch of old women doing yoga and swearing their asses off.
And you too?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm an old woman at heart. Yeah. So
that's a lot of us are here.
Is that going to be, like, old women only? Like,
oh, no, they're real men. They're, I mean, I'm not ageist. I'm not sexist. I'm not racist for the most part. I'm just kidding.
But they say the metal music is often played too, with albums by the likes of Metallica and Black Sabbath spinning in the background. And I think they just had a really successful Kickstarter aimed at funding the creation and distribution of online classes. So it's like, you know, the dream of having an excuse to scream while exercise might not be that far off. So yeah, they did complete it.
I would totally want to try one of those classes.
Let me see that.
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, if we did the yoga, I mean, if
the
online classes, that'd be pretty rad. And like, even their artwork's really cool by it. Like, I don't think you can, if they had 110 backers and they got about $7,590 Canadian dollars, which is math I can't do, for American dollars.
But that's math. Awesome. You'd be like in a pose and they'd be like, okay, now all scream a profanity word.
I don't know. Let's look.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm not feeling it?
I like that their thing is says Zen as.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Zen, yes.
No, I feel like it would be more of if you want to, like, yell. Because there's a lot of time when I'm, like, exercising or something and I just want to scream the F word really loud. But you don't, because you're in a gym full of people. And that would be weird. And then people will stare at you.
Like,
and I hate that. And that gives me anxiety. And now I don't want to go to the gym.
So if you did participate in the Kickstarter, which is now over, by the way, it says each course includes two or more videos sent to you every week over email for 6 weeks. And you get downloadable PDFs for each video to take on the go. And you have lifetime access to these videos and PDFs. So they're basically just showing you the poses and stuff. And I don't know if they're going to be swearing within the videos or not, but they're just going to give you a well-rounded course. So the Kickstarter was really only to, to buy the computer and the equipment to make these videos.
Mm-hmm. I legit feel like you two could start this.
We can do it. Like, metal. We can be like the Seattle edition. Like, we can get into cahoots with them.
You can just
get
call it like metal yoga or something.
Yeah. But I mean, we could be like rage yoga, but, you know, Seattle chapter. You know what I'm talking about?
What was this chick's name? Let's get a hold of her.
Let's get a hold of her. What's her name again? Something.
I'll bring the
Melissa
liquor.
Something? No.
No.
No, that's Melissa.
Lindsay Marie.
Lindsay Marie Isis?
Istis.
Istis?
I-S-T-A-C-E.
I-S-T-A-C-E. Yeah,
Istis? No, I don't know. Anyways, good for you. But I feel like this is a good natural stopping point.
Woo.
We got to learn about Zyra.
Yeah, come back.
I sure will. Yeah, I mean, you guys usually
do it on Mondays.
Yeah, while I'm at the front desk.
So we'll
but it's all good.
So you can come in with Melissa, because she has to do Saturdays, too.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm a loser.
Saturday crew.
She's the only one that doesn't work here.
Oh, can I say something about my work?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just started at the real estate agency, whatever. And so one of the things that I have to do for my position is, you know the signs at the end of the houses that says, like, for more information, call, and then there's, like, a three-digit number. And then when you dial it, it's, like, a recorded
Do you have to do the voices for
I do the voice for that. And I did my third one yesterday. And I was saying the address, but the number 6 was at the end of it. And I said, like, thank you for viewing this listing at, like, 234 Street. And then instead of 6, I said sex. And then there's a pause. And I say, God damn it. And then I flung the phone down. And then my coworker was just laughing her ass off. And, like, it was like that for maybe, like, 10 minutes. Like, that was the recording,
You didn't change it for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
I really hope someone called.
Yeah, me too.
You should have told us. We would have called.
We would have recorded it. So we would have bleeped out the number except the sex. And then, oh, God, that's awesome.
Love it.
So.
If you need any recording done, Melissa's your girl.
Yes.
Especially if you want her to screw it up.
Or do numbers. Give her all the sixes.
All the sixes.
Sex.
The number of the devil. Sex. Damn it. Freaking Melissa. No, but yeah, thank you guys for joining. And yeah, we learned a lot. Yep, it's satisfying sounds.
Yeah.
And how, if you guys have any satisfying
words did you have to bleep out for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes!
Sex!
Sex.
Sex
words.
I thought of
this
a sound.
Perfect. Wait, wait.
Oh, ooh, Cyrus got a sound.
When guys scratch their beards.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. See, I get that same sound when I scratch a certain area after I shave.
Yeah.
I'll,
yeah.
Just, I'll sit there, but it's also because of the, like, the after you shave, you're just like... Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels so good.
It's all red. It's like, what's wrong with you? Don't ask.
Way to ruin that, Vicky.
Yeah. No. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're kind of lonely, you know, and you just want that sound, just...
You'll never be alone again.
Okay, so we're going to stop with this stupidity.
On that note.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.